Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Welcome to the final one of the working week. It's the Adam Catterall TalkSport Daily Podcast. Last time I get to say that because Goldstein's back next week. Let's crack on, shall we? It was Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist on breakfast yesterday, and they were joined by former Formula One world champion that never ages, Jenson Benjamin Button.
Last meal you cooked, Jenson?
Scrambled eggs. Really? For me, breakfast.
You're spoiling yourself?
Yeah. I'm a breakfast kind of guy. I don't really cook lunch and dinner much.
You don't look as if you eat, to be honest, Jenson.
I've been trying to
put weight on. You've had a scrambled egg by the looks of you in the last 2 weeks.
Always three.
Jenson, I need to ask you, back to motorsport, back to Formula One. I know you're looking at me. Lewis Hamilton's got an opportunity and he will win his sixth. Nearly impossible to compare eras. Is he the best ever? How good is he?
He's very good. We were teammates for 3 years, so I could see firsthand how good he is. His natural ability is fantastic.
But is it impossible for Fangio, Jackie Stewart, Jim Clark, all these guys?
You can't compare. Yeah. I mean, he's...
Lewis a nice guy or not?
Tell so many questions.
Tell us the truth. Answer them all. Answer them all now. And if you don't have time, write them down when you go outside. We want to know all these answers.
Yeah, we're running out of time, I'm guessing. That's why. No.
He's not then. All right.
I think.
Just say it. No, I don't like him. I don't like him.
Your words, Dad.
Yeah,
your words.
You really can't compare. You know, he's been in a team that's just dominated Formula One. Even though this year I've loved watching Formula One this year because you have had Ferrari, you have had Red Bull that have had the chance of winning races, and it's been awesome to watch. But over a season, the Mercedes team has been so dominant. So yeah, he's done a fantastic job as a driver. He's done what's been asked of him, but you can't compare him to other drivers of a different era because it was a different sport even back then.
You've got to stay. What about the maverick that is Verstappen? There's something about him, isn't there? Like him.
I think he is the fastest driver that's ever driven an F1 car. I really do.
Over to Drive Time, where Danny Kelly and Matt Holland were talking about Christian Eriksen.
He is at the peak of his career, 27 years of age. The others who are out of contract, I mean, Danny Rose is just coming up 30. He'll be 30 before the contract goes through. And Vertonghen and Aldevira are brilliant players. They have been for Spurs and still are, in my opinion. They're already into their 30s. But Eriksen's the obvious one. It seems that the sickliness of the team, a lot of it seems to be put down to him, which of course is nonsense. Should Spurs get rid of him in January?
Well, we talked about Mesut Ozil earlier, and I think his quote was that he was the scapegoat. And I think Christian Eriksen's in the same boat at Tottenham at the moment, which I think is a little bit unfair. If you look at the last four seasons, and he has been very consistent in those four seasons, he's the only player in that Spurs squad who's got double figures for goals and assists. He's been... Yeah. Incredibly important to that Spurs team. This season, whether it's the uncertainty about his future, because I think he thought he was going to be leaving the club in the summer.
Yep.
But for whatever reason, his form has dipped. He's not playing at the level he has been for the last four seasons. What I've witnessed this season, he's not quite at his best. When he's at his best, he's a really top player.
Those of us who support the Republic of Ireland remember the playoffs where he scored four times in the away leg.
Don't remind me, please.
And we got to beat them in the Euro qualifiers soon as well.
I think it's a really difficult one about selling him in January. Should he do that? I mean, I, personally think they should have sold him in the summer. I don't know what offers they had.
I don't think they got any. That was the issue.
Well, I don't know. Certainly, they may well have got derisory offers.
Yes.
In the summer,
they got
and Daniel Levy was not going to do a deal. I think Mauricio Pochettino would like to have got rid of a number of players in the summer, and you know, brought a bit of cash in and got them. Not out the dressing room, because I'm not sure that Christian Eriksen's a problem in the dressing room. I don't think he's a troublemaker as such, but you know, into the last year of a contract, maybe it would have been a good time to try and get them out the door then. In January, well, I mean, yeah, you could sell him, but what you get?
They're not going to get any money for them, are
well,
they?
Well, exactly. What realistically are you going to get?
He can sign for Juventus or Real Madrid or whoever comes in for him, or Carlisle for nothing. No, not Carlisle. It has to be outside. He can sign for Clyde Bank.
He could sign
for nothing.
Clyde Bank.
Yeah, in January.
I mean, look, why should they sell him? Well, the argument is that you don't want a player that doesn't want to be there, and Eriksen, you probably feel as though he does want to move on. He said that himself, didn't he? Maybe it's time for a fresh challenge.
But then you've got to say the same thing about Alderweireld, possibly Vertonghen. He hasn't said he wants to move on, but his contract is running down very quickly.
Wanyama.
Danny Rose, Wanyama.
Yep. There's all sorts of problems, and it's not just Eriksen. I personally, a player of his quality, I would keep him. Till the summer. I'd just say, do you know what? Stay. We'll make use of you because you are a good player when you're playing well.
Sri Lankan cricket legend Kumar Sangakkara was on the H&J show, and he started by waxing lyrical about his time at Surrey.
Three of my most enjoyable years in cricket. I thought when I was retiring, you know, I would go play county cricket. I didn't really know how a three-year stint would go. But I walked into the dressing room. It's a wonderful place to play your cricket. In the dressing room was so welcoming. Great players around me, and one of the best clubs to really be a player at, because they take care of you and they look after you so well, and you become part of the Surrey family. So I was very, very grateful. And also during my time there, I had a lot of the Surrey cricketers make Sri Lanka a destination. So it was really good to have a lot of them come, you know, and spend their honeymoon in Sri Lanka, travel around. It's a great destination for weddings as well. So, it's a great 3 years for me.
You are the first non-British president of the MCC in the 232-year history, right, which is a great honour. So I mean, you probably saw a fair bit of the English summer unfold. Did you catch much of the Ashes, Kumar?
Yes, I was actually commentating for the first two tests.
Of course.
And it was incredible. I was here for the World Cup as well. I think it was one of the greatest cricketing summers the world has ever seen. And the level of competition was incredible. I mean, culminating with, of course, England playing that nail-biting final and lifting the trophy after many, many tries. And then you thought it was all over and done with, and then come the Ashes, and it was just another incredible, incredible performance, especially with Jofra Archer, Ben Stokes standing out.
Ahead of a crunch game between Spurs and Watford on Saturday at 3 p.m, that game, by the way, is live on game day on TalkSport 2, ching ching, James Savundra stuck his microphone in Mauricio Pochettino's face. That's not a euphemism. He was interviewing him.
Mauricio, how confident are you that Paolo Gazzaniga can fill the void that's going to be left by Hugo Lloris for at least the next few months?
Every single player that isn't in the squad is because we believe that they can add the quality, and they have the capacity to show, yes, of course, to deliver a big performance. And of course, we have the trust in Paolo. We have the trust in the rest of the squad.
Do you believe we'll see the best of Dele Alli over the next few weeks?
I think I had some conversation with Dele, like in the last 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years. And of course, always is a process, always is time. He's so young, he's 23. But I love in the way that he, in the last few months or the months, is working hard to trying to be the best, to trying to find the best form. And that is a process that needs time too. It's not now I won, I get that I won, I won, I won, I am consistent, 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 and in a moment, tack, arrive the form that you wanted and you expected, and he's very close. He's doing well, and I think it was a good opportunity for him in these 2 weeks to work so hard to try to, yes, to realize and to make clear the things in his head, and of course, to help for us, to help him to find the best form.
A lot of people have described this as a crisis at the moment. Is that too strong a word?
Yes. No. You can accept the word crisis, no? When you lose two games and in the way that we lose. Look, you can use different word. The most important is how we feel inside. And inside, of course, after a few days being all together, I think we have the hope that we are going to turn this situation and start to perform us in the way that we expect.
Now, former Sunderland goalkeeper David Priest was on TalkSport 2, speaking about their appointment of Phil Parkinson.
From a fan's perspective, it's obviously you want whoever the next Jurgen Klopp or Pep Guardiola is, you know, coming through the ranks is going to take over. That's what you want. You want that style of football. And I think sometimes ambition has to take a backseat to practicality. And I think looking at the options available to Sunderland on their budget as well, I think it's a pretty decent appointment. Like you said, he's after the relative inexperience of Jack Ross, you know, once his time had come to an end, I thought it was always going to be inevitable that they'd go for experience and try and get somebody who's got experience of getting out of this division. Now, Phil Parkinson's got that. He's done it twice. So it's that's what they'd be looking for this time around. If you're coming to a side that's low in confidence and you get that lift straight away, then it's people see a marked improvement immediately. But I think coming into the situation, I think it was always a two-year plan for Stuart Donald when he first came in, that of course they want to get him in the first season, but you have to get him in the second season. And I think it was a bit of a hangover from last year. There was a lot of draws last year, certainly at home, and they needed to turn those into wins. And the season started off in pretty much the same manner. And I think any doubts that were there last season were just were carried over. And I think once they lost the Jack sort of losing the crowd, that it was an easy decision for Stuart to make, because he invests so much in trying to keep the fans happy. We can talk about, as I alluded to before, about styles of football and the type of football people want to watch. But I think that at the moment, it's imperative that Sunderland get out of this division. Okay, it doesn't make a difference from any other club in this division, but financially, it means a lot to the club. And for a club of this size, it's priority. And I think that regardless of the way that the team plays on the pitch, as long as they're hardworking, they're grafting, and they're getting good results that puts them in with a chance to get promotion, then of course he'll win the fans over that way.
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to breakfast now, and Alan Brazil had an interesting idea for Manchester United in the January transfer window. Sack your manager and spend some money. Kind of.
When we're talking about who United might target, now they could do worse than Mings, Grealish and McGinn, couldn't they? If they're going to spend a couple hundred million. And I don't want to decimate the Villa side, but that would. Oh, miserable Malcolm's been on again. He's a big Villa fan.
What's he?
Murder. Leave our team alone, Brazil.
Yeah, he's got a point.
He's got a United manager.
Yeah, but you've
miserable
just,
Malcolm gets stuffed.
You've just wiped him out officially in one transfer window there, haven't you?
I
mean, all the good work that's been carried out by Dean Smith and the boys.
But if you're Ollie and you're going to your director of football or Ed Woodward, that's who I want. Do you not think the three would improve United?
Of course I do.
Well, then what's your problem?
Well, I'll tell you my not so much a problem, but I'll tell you my question. Would those three make Manchester United better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Would they make them better in the respect that within a year they're going to challenge Manchester City and Liverpool?
So you don't rate them that highly?
No, I'm asking you a question.
You've just wrote down 7 out of 10.
No.
All right.
I'm asking you a question. Are they good enough to take them to Manchester United? They're certainly good enough to improve Manchester United, of that, there's no doubt. And like any transfer, it's a gamble. But I'm...
Put the three of them in United side, I think they finish top five.
Oh, I like it. Now we're getting somewhere. I like it. Difficult to argue. That's an interesting one. That is a very interesting one.
Listen, I respect Villa, okay? 1981, champions, 82, won the European Cup. I respect all that.
Hurry up and get to the but. There's going to be a but here.
The but is, Ollie should buy the three of them.
I tell you right now, you know it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because it would decimate Aston Villa.
Yeah, but what if the new owners think, hello, a couple hundred million, lovely, we'll take that.
That's right, you weren't hearing things. He said they should raid Aston Villa. He's a good one, isn't he? What a wind-up. Anyway, former England and Premier League striker Emil Heskey joined Hugh and Darren on Kickoff. What a player. Do you remember the celebration where he used to pretend to be a DJ? Oh. 12 tens, hold tight. Sorry, just took myself back to Ibiza then for a minute. He spoke about his experiences with the national team.
I liked Sven. I thought Capello was very good as well. We go through a lot, but go through a lot with him, and that's obviously the Italian in it. But Sven used to have these little clipboards and just moving all these little men around on the clipboard to show you where you need to be and all that. It was good. The Capello was more of a shouter and screamer. I think it's just the Italian way. I think it was at Chelsea where he started booting when the goalie didn't come off and he got all mad. But that's what Capello was like. I remember one time we'd had a long trip to somewhere, I can't even remember where it was, and obviously you're not supposed to use your phones, and we all come off the plane, but we went straight into to have food and we're all on the phones, and I'm sat here and we're all sat here like that, and he's seen me, to be honest with you, because he just looked straight at me, but everyone's on the phone, and he just went mad. And you know when you get your food and you've got the little
tray.
Not, but you know the heating tray, like they put the food in.
Oh yeah, okay.
So and they got the lid. He just threw all of them, and you know how much noise that's going to make.
Oh really?
And he's all screaming, and Jamo sat next to me, and he goes,
David James.
Yeah, and he's sat next to me on his phone. And he's like, what happened? And he's still on his phone. I said, put the phone away, mate.
How does that affect your time with the national team when you know that you have a manager who, listening to that, may have a bit of a temper? Especially when it's outside of the changing room.
I'm guessing that some people can't deal with that. I was fine with it, to be honest with you. Again, I'd grown up in an era where managers could get in your face and say whatever they want and stuff like that. So I kind of was okay with it, as long as you don't put your hands on me. Remember we played against Brazil? I think it might have been in the World Cup 2002. And Rivaldo did a piece and asked who out of the English team would get into the Brazil side? Who do you think?
You.
Yeah.
And how did you take that when he said it?
I was fine with it.
You were fine with it?
I knew I could. But I was ridiculed for it.
Mm. Why do you think he said that about you?
Because he played against me.
And what did he say that you offered that you could get into?
I think it was just, I just think it was the all-round play that I bring to a team. He'd seen that I played against him, the Liverpool, Barcelona.
Yeah.
So we'd beat them. Well, we drew it at home and beat them. Drew it away and beat them at home. So he'd seen everything that I'd brought to a team.
On the sports bar, me and Jay were talking about Amazon at Christmas. Yeah, if you order now, you get half price delivery. As well as that, they're also showing all the Boxing Day fixtures.
Boxing Day, you've had enough for the family. And you want need your football feel.
Right. Well, on that, my friend, this is where I'm at. Liverpool have set precedent now for me.
And I want to commend Liverpool and the authorities that be that have decided, because Liverpool are the away team in the 8 o'clock kickoff on Boxing Day. Now, don't get me wrong, as an armchair fan, as a person that would love to be sat in on a Boxing Day night, 8 o'clock, put the kids to bed, everybody's tired. I'm just having a couple of turkey butties, a little bit of salad cream and black pepper on top of them.
Beautiful.
Woof. And then I've opened a couple of cans. All I want to do is watch a bit of football. Leicester versus Liverpool, perfect. Thank you very much for putting that on the TV.
Right.
However, it's a nightmare if you're an away fan, that game. In fact, it's a nightmare if you're a home fan. Now, Liverpool have decided to set precedent and they've put on a bit of travel. They put a few coaches on from Anfield. If it's not 3 o'clock on a Saturday, the club should subsidise your travel. And in fact, if it's not 3 o'clock on a Saturday for home fans, the ticket should be cheaper.
Oh, my God.
If you are being made to go to the game at 12:30 on a Sunday instead of a 3 o'clock on a Saturday, you've got stuff going on Sunday.
This is not the 1980s, mate.
Exactly, it's not the 1980s. No. Time has moved on.
No, time has moved on. You've not moved with it. Football
clubs don't need that ticket money, let's be straight. Look, they're getting weighed in big time off these TV companies.
Okay,
let's do something nice. Put some nice back into the fans.
It sounds lovely. Very romantic. And it would be great. No one's gonna phone this show up and say, no, we don't want that. It would be great if the clubs did that, but they have no obligation to do that.
They shouldn't. Yeah, they should.
They should
take care of the fans.
We are. And you can say, unfortunately, or everyone has benefited because the grounds, the money that Sky and BT and Setander have pumped in, and the money coming abroad.
So, Tanton, you just said it's not 1980s. What are you doing there?
I didn't want to leave. Oh, I forgot Amazon.
Yeah.
We haven't seen an Amazon game yet. But look, the reality is we are at the mercy of TV stations, but we have to accept that and suck it up and deal with it, because we are all... We all benefit from it, and there is the odd occasion. I have sympathy with Liverpool fans that have to travel down on Boxing Day to Leicester to go and watch their team if they still choose to.
No, you didn't. Before this show started, you didn't say that you had sympathy with Liverpool fans travelling to that game.
No, but you have to, because there's nowhere to get back. But my argument is, no one's got a gun to their head. You don't have to go. And unfortunately, it just happens to be them. It happens to be them this year. The year after, it's going to be someone else. Every football fan at some stage has been in a situation like this. Every single club.
Right.
And it happens to be Liverpool.
Right.
And it happens to be 8 o'clock kickoff. So, but unfortunately, the 3,000-odd that are going to go to that game, they are as insignificant when it comes to the TV watching millions, not just in this country, but billions around the world. And that's the reality of it.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, here's by the way. You've noticed that quite a lot of people here on TalkSport use the phrase BTW, the old by the way.
But, by the way, it isn't just used on TalkSport. It has now infiltrated the English language. People use it. I hear people on TV use it. People use it in the street. People use it in text. BTW is just so rightly. The phrase is that there is an epidemic. By the way, do you see that goal from Kane the other day? And you don't even know it's been said. You've been by the way'd. And you don't even know that it's happened to you. And people use it, and they don't even know they're using it.
It's been rife on TalkSport this week.
It has been rife.
We start with Big Al speaking to Ali McCoist about a midweek night out.
What's wrong with us today? Thursday. What's wrong with us?
Thursday's a new Friday.
By the way.
There you go. That's just like a little sample to get us going, OK? Now, here is our former Chelsea striker, Tony Cascarino, talking about Frank Lampard's squad.
He's got five or six incredible youngsters and more, by the way.
There you go.
Woods is admiring a sportsman's name.
This is John Westerby, and also John Goodbody as well. What a great name, by the way, John Goodbody.
There you go, you see.
Oh, yeah. It's a good name, by the way. Back to Brazil for a bit of an innuendo, by the way.
When was the last time your body was eaten?
Hey,
by the way.
It's rife on breakfast because we're staying with them. Yeah. Here's former Ashes winner Steve Armisen attempting a world record double BTW.
He had a fantastic game, by the way. Matty, you would have thought Matty had just come off the field in no shields. Yeah. And I'll tell you about these two kids, by the way. They go to like non-league football. They watch non-league football.
Back to back, by the way. If you think that was good, have a listen to Russ Williams' effort here, not to be outdone.
He's going
to
move on himself. So what does that say to the players?
Yeah. By the way, game day match number 3 on the TalkSport network here on TalkSport, 5:30 kickoff, Crystal Palace How good are they going, by the way, in the line?
You can see it coming, can't you?
Double drop.
Crystal Palace, how, you know it's coming. How good are they, by the way?
He double dropped it.
This, by the way, epidemic is absolutely raging. It's now spread to the content of TalkSport's Spanish football correspondent, Alvaro Romeo.
Have a listen. And there are many supporters that they already have their tickets, which are not cheaps by the, cheap, by the way.
Yeah.
He's gone back again. He's gone back to correct the. By the way, you do that again. Just
which are not chips by the cheap, by the way.
Yeah. Now then, don't forget on Saturday, game day is the home of live sport, live football. From 12:30 right through to the final game of the day. So make sure you come and join us right across the TalkSport network. 12:30, Everton versus West Ham gets underway on TalkSport. 3 o'clock, it's Spurs versus Watford, as I mentioned a little bit earlier on. And then at 5:30, we're off to Selhurst Park for Crystal Palace versus Manchester City. 4 action-packed games for your luggles. So make sure you tune on in via the app or via the radio. It's been an absolute pleasure doing this podcast for you this week. As I said right at the start, Mr. Goldstein will return to you this time on Monday. Make sure you subscribe via the website, and I'll catch you next time.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.